Hello, I'm Nikki Patrick, and welcome to It's Somewhere in the Bottom of My Handbag. Each week, my expert guests will share three top tips that you can put into use straight away, or you can store them away in your handbag until you or a friend needs them. Is it possible to accurately decipher what somebody is thinking based on their body language? Or can you use your body language to influence decision making? Ever since I watched the TV show Lie to Me with the brilliant Tim Roth, I have been fascinated by body language. If you've not caught up with the show, I urge you to. So Tim Roth plays a former police officer who is literally a human lie detector. He is such an expert in reading facial and body language that he knows whether people are telling the truth or whether they've committed the crime or not. It is really worth watching. But in the meantime, since I caught up with my next guest, they have now been awarded 10th in the world position in body language from the Global Gurus. So let's see what brilliant advice we can find. I'm delighted to welcome onto the podcast, we've got Carol Relton, who is a body language expert, and she is in the top 15 globally. I mean, how cool is that? So if anybody knows about body language, it is going to be Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, I find this such a fascinating subject because you can tell so much just by the way somebody walks, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, up to 85% of information can be taken on visually, particularly in first meetings. You're more likely to take on visually than you are verbally.
Carol, how did you get into being a body language guru? Is it something that you thought when you were at school, do you know what, that is what I want to do?
No, it's more dramatic than that. When I was 23 and my mother was on her deathbed, she told me that my father had been married before and we had another sister. So for 23 years, I didn't know and I'd been lied to for 23 years. I vowed in that moment never to be lied to again.
One, you're going through, obviously, the passing of your mum, and then Yes. You've got this sort of groundbreaking news.
Correct. And so I started studying it and learning about it from then. And I didn't realise that you could earn money from it until much later on, about 25 years ago, is when I went full time into body language as an occupation.
So do people come to you and say, I've got a job interview, how do I hold myself?
Yes, it comes from both sides. People looking to improve themselves through jobs or presentations, and then employers who want to know the deeper meaning of what's going on with the person they're interviewing or assessing.
Oh, Carol, we're going to have to get you back on again because this is just too fascinating. But for today, as we do keep it short, would you like to give us your first top tip?
Yes. I'm focusing on influencing. And the first top tip is to, perhaps you'd like to try it actually, because you'll feel it instantly. You can do this sitting down or standing. And it's something that you need to do if you're not comfortable before you go on stage, before you do a presentation. And as you just mentioned, before you go for an interview. And that is, to imagine you have a heavy jeweled crown on your head. And in order to do that and keep it balanced, you have to straighten your back. So if you imagine this crown on your head, it's easier to do if you're standing or walking. And then several things happen when you do this. Your lungs open, so you have more breath. You have more confidence. If you're meeting someone new, you're more open, so you'll take on more information and they'll take on more information about you. So holding your head properly, having it balanced on the top of your spine and your back and your chest opening up front and squeezing slightly at the back will give you a much more confident approach to life. You can do it anytime, but it's really powerful.
And it makes you feel better, doesn't it? You just feel really good and open. I do a lot of yoga, so I do spend quite a lot of my time in that position.
Okay, yes, that's correct. That's correct. I think all of these systems overlap, don't they? You can't stand alone with one.
No, but it's important. You know, so if you're having a bit of a down day or things are going wrong, you do naturally slump, don't you think? Nope, up, and then you're able to just focus a little bit better as well.
That's because you're less stressed, because you've got more oxygen in your lungs and your hormones go down. Body language is a lot about hormones. So your hormones readjust and become more balanced.
So by being upright, that happens, does it?
Yes. Years ago, I used to teach telephone sales, and we used to do an exercise where we had people leaning over their legs, you know, their head was touching their knees, and saying the same sentence when they're in that position, and as they came up straight and wearing a crown, just so they could see how much their voice changed, how much more influence they had when they were wearing the crown. And also it makes you quite regal. I think the word is regal. You know, quite literally, you feel more regal and more connected to other people. There are, a lot of people feel subservient. And this will put you on an equal footing as well. If you do it several times, you'll be able to feel that.
Oh, I love that one. Thank you so much. What's your second tip?
Well, if you've got a crown on your head, you need to be pretty grounded. It's an expression we use a lot. And I know they use it in yoga, don't they? And so it's about having both feet on the ground. If you think about watching someone do a presentation, and or even a teacher, and if they hop from foot to foot, you'll notice I'm doing it now. So their voice changes because their body has to adjust and balance on one leg for that moment and then on the next. So there's too much going on in the body. So keeping both feet on the ground, it is helping you to be more believable. You know, if you hop from foot to foot, I mean, I'm exaggerating saying hopping, but, you know, just move from foot to foot rather than being stable and grounded, you have less influence than if you have both feet on the ground. And the way to test this, of course, is to watch on television, YouTube or something, where somebody is being interviewed and they have their legs wrapped around the chair, or they're crossed over twice or something like that. They, 90% of the time, will be losing the debate. They won't be winning the argument. So it's really important, this one. If you want to influence someone, you want your partner to go on a golfing holiday and he'd rather go skiing, then try this out. Put your crown on, take a deep breath, keep both feet on the ground and go for it.
Fantastic. And what's your third one?
Right. Do those two things to influence, and make sure you do this third one as well. In the Western world, we shake hands with our right hand. So we give out with the right hand and we receive on the left. So if, again, you're trying to influence someone or you want to feel more comfortable, then get on that person's left side, talk into their left ear, look into their left eye. Doctors and lawyers know this. That's why their desks are arranged in such a way that they have more influence over you, because they're talking into your left side. So that's number three. And if you put them all together, I mean, there are obviously a few other things you can do, but these are really pertinent and they're really powerful if you do them in a relaxed manner, which you will do if you use the crown first, your feet second, and then third, the left side.
Do you know what? I have never noticed about the talk to the left side. I am going to be paying severe attention now, Carol.
Good. And perhaps you'd let me know how much more successful you are as a result.
I will do. Well, thank you so much for those. So you've got heavy jewel crown on your head, helps you to concentrate, helps you to breathe better, and you'll feel and look more confident, won't you? Make sure you've got both feet on the ground, because that makes you more believable. So not sort of hopping from one foot to the other, or just sort of leaning on one foot. And then you've got to make sure that you talk to the left side of the person. So look at their left eye and be on their left side to get the best results, and also be very relaxed while you do all of these. Well, I think these are all very, very doable. Thank you, Carol.
It's my pleasure.
And how can we find you?
Probably the quickest way at the moment, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Carol Railton, and it's CarolRailton. I'm on LinkedIn. I think there's an FRSA after my name, because can you believe it? There's another Carol Railton in America. And if you want to email me, carolrailton@icloud.com. That's my personal email.
Thank you, Carol. And I don't think I'd ever want to be in an argument with you.
Okay.
And also, if I turned up late, I would obviously be very truthful about myself being late as well.
If you've got time, whenever I go to a party, there's only two things that people ask me when I'm at a party. And one is, does Teresa or Trevor over there fancy me? And the second thing people do is fold their arms and say, OK, tell me what I'm thinking. So it's not a very sociable occupation, if you see what I mean.
No, I can imagine, because it is. It's absolutely fascinating. Well, thank you so much, Carol. It's been a pleasure to chat to you today. And yeah, we'll definitely have to get you back.